I didn't create Octaver. Paul O'Mahony did not create Octaver. O'Mahony blog didn't create Octaver. Absolutely. I want to assert this, and the purpose of this audio boo is to put the record straight. No matter what McColgan or anybody else has to say, I did not create Octaver, right? I did a tiny thing, but Octaver has been created by a community. It is the product of a community. Okay, now, and this is a very important point, I think, to be really clear, because we must put the credit where it deserves. Right, everything is done within a zeitgeist. Everything happens within a zeitgeist, a mood of the time. So always, even right now, at this very second, you know, there are certain things that can happen and there are certain things that can't happen. Certain things take off, right? They take off because they ride the zeitgeist of the time. They capture the mood of the people, or they express the mood that already exists, and they actually cause, by accident, to come out at that moment in time the most heartfelt wish of a movement of people. They can be disparate people spread all over the world who come across something that makes them go, wow, that's what I really want to do. But what happens is the unintended consequence of the action. So, yes, I did something. I came up with a suggestion. I mean, if I'd come up with that suggestion 3 years ago, nothing would have happened. If I'd come up with that suggestion, if I delayed coming up with that suggestion for another 6 months, somebody else might well have put forward the suggestion. The credit is in the community. To be an accidental servant of a community is a most wonderful, wonderful feeling. I don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say that I'm not incredibly self-satisfied that I could accidentally be the cause. But I refer you to the poem by, a poem, if you like, by that wonderful poet whose name has just gone out of my head ridiculously. But, you know, you must not take credit for stuff that happens. You know, it doesn't work that way. You know, communities are what drive things. If it wasn't for the extraordinary quality of the Octavers produced by, and I'm not going to name any people, but just everybody, right? If they weren't so diverse that if, you know, you wouldn't be listening to the same one each time, and every time you listen to it, you not only find out about music, and of course we're all interested in music, of course we're interested in music, but, and this is where the genius of Octaver comes from, it's what the music reveals about the human beings behind the music. Not behind the artist performing the music. Okay, there's lots and lots of interesting stuff about that. But even when the nerdy audiophiles, audio engineers who are so brilliant at not only doing stuff but explaining what they're doing, even when they're explaining their stuff, we all experience it as a human being, not a technology, not music, but a human who's making it all happen. So that's why I say, credit the zeitgeist, give me no credit, but recognize the genius that is in ourselves as a group. And that's why Octaver is living. And that's why, to be honest, I want to say this rather than wait till the end, because this is a living community. And we're all collectively, even those who are lurking and haven't yet put up an audiobook, and there are loads and loads of people listening to this who are hovering on the edge of, oh, I'd like to join in. And there are even some people who are saying to themselves, oh, look, it started. I wasn't in at the start. I wish I had been in at the start. Come on in. Come on in. We're doing, Octaver is brilliant. And it's all down to the zeitgeist.